Okay, we're learning the sugya of Rechitza on Shabbos and Yontif, which comes up in the Mishnah Lamed Chesamet Beis, and then the Gemara Lamed Tes elaborates on it based on the sugya of Anshei Teveria. And the Gemara says, explaining the Mishnah, that if the water is heated on Shabbos, as it in the Chamin Shochma B'Shabbos, which is Aser B'Rechitza and B'Shtiya. If it's on Yontif, it's only Aser Berechitza, not Aser B'Shtiya. And the Gemara wants to understand what does it mean that's Aser Berechitza. So at first we think it means Rechitza's Kol Gufo. The Gemara rejects that because we're saying that only Chaman Shochma B'Shabbos is Aser, right? Implying the Chochma B'Er Shabbos is Mutter. Yet the Din is a Chaman Shochma B'Er Shabbos. It's also Aser to do Rechitza's Kol Gufo. Rather, it means Rechitza's Panav Yodav Raglav. So the Gemara rejects that also because that would only be according to Beis Shammai. Rather, Zak the Gemara, what it means is lehishtatev. Now, our Mishnah tells me that there's an iser lehishtatev kol gufo with chamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos. But had it been chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, so lehishtatev would be permitted. And the pashtus in our Gemara is that this is going like the position of Reb Shimon. There are three different shitos hatanoim with respect to lehishtatev. Reb Meir assumes that it's also lehishtatev. Now, we're talking about, the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, we're talking about Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, and Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, according to Reb Meir, it's aser lehishtatev behen, and even Sonin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos is aser lehishtatev behen. Gezeiratu Chamin, the Meir Meir says everything is aser, right? Lehishtatev kogufo is aser no matter what. Reb Shimon is matir, whether it's chamin or it's sonein, providing it was heated from Erev Shabbos. Reb Shimon says that lehishtatev kogufo is going to be permitted. Reb Yehuda makes the compromise. He says a chamin is aser and sonein is mutter. The Gemara tells me that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, right? In other words, our Mishnah that says a chamin shechuchmu on Shabbos is aser lehishtatev kogufoi, but chamin shechuchmu me'er Shabbos would be mutter. That goes according to Reb Shimon. Nonetheless, even though our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, la halacha, that means according to the halacha, we paskin like Reb Yehuda, the chamin shehuchmu may erev Shabbos, it's aser lehishtatev bo ko gufo. Why do you pass on like Reb Yehuda? So the Gemara discusses, is it this, that you heard it befeirish, that we pass on like Reb Yehuda? Or is it just that you're inferring based on rules of psak, of halacha kedivrei hamachriya? Maybe that's why you pass on Reb Yehuda? Zok the Gemara, no, we pass on Reb Yehuda, it's beferish that we heard that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the halacha. The halacha is a chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. It is asur lehishtatev bo kol gufo, and we also paskin based on the line earlier in the Gemara, bein bekli bein bekarka, right? Whether the water was heated up bekarka, like the case of Anshei Teveria, or whether the water was heated up bekli, in a pot on the stove, nonetheless, chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, it's aser lehishtatev bo kol gufay, end of conversation. Right? Bein bechamin, bein betzainin, you can't take a cold shower on Shabbos, no? You can't pour cold water on you. Right? Well, no. According to Reb Yehuda, that's mutter. According to Reb Yehuda, it's mutter. According to Reb Meir, be aser. Sorry, right? We pass it Reb Yehuda, so therefore chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos is going to be aser. Yeah, good. Now, the Gemara continues on Mem Amid Aleph, and the Gemara tells me that what about Aver Aver? So that's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, right? Is Aver permitted or not? So Rav wanted to say Aver is permitted. Shmuel wanted to say it's Aser. According to version 2 in the Gemara, Rav even permitted Lirchatz Kol Gufo with the exception of one Aver. But it don't matter because we paskin like Shmuel, And we're right. That's beferish in the Gemara also. And chamin shachuchmu me erev Shabbos, you could be roichet panav yodav v'raglav, but not kogufo ever ever. Right. That's the maskana of the Gemara. And this is all paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chaf Vav. That's also roichet kogufo, even kol ever v'ever levad. Is going to be aser, right? Ko means rubo kekulo. It's aser, even aver aver is aser, and it's aser rechamin shavukmu me'erev Shabbos, bein dekli, bein dekarka, and even lishbar chamayim al gufo lishtatev is aser. But pun of yadav raglav is mutter, that's refreshing in Shulchan Aruch, based on these gemaras that we just learned. Okay, not so exciting. Now.
And that would include wine that were heated mechamim.
So does this include water that's heated b'chama or chame teveria or all of these things? So at the end of the se'if, right, the Beis Yosef points out, the Torah Beis Yosef points out, this is a machlokes in the Rosh and the Rambam, technically speaking, chame teveria should be mutter. And chame chama should be mutter. Technically speaking, it might be aser b'chamei teveria if it's b'kli, because it's aser l'chlufe, right? It also might be aser b'zmaneinu, that the only reason why people go to chamei teveria is because it's an inyan of refuah. Apparently, people don't go to chamei teveria anymore just because they want to take a bath, and it's aser alzi gezeir of refuah. This is all in the classical poskim, this is standard Judaism. So far, so good? Now, we have to define a few terms. What does it mean that something is chamin? And what does it mean, chamin shechuchmu be'erev Shabbos, as opposed to chamin shechuchmu b'Shabbos? Right? This distinction between chuchmu be'erev Shabbos and chuchmu b'Shabbos is a very important distinction, because our entire Shin Chavav Se'if Aleph is talking about chamin shechuchmu me'erev Shabbos, and that's why, right, pon of yadav haraglav is going to be mutter. But, zach the Magen Avraham, and it's paskin in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat in Hay, that chamin shechuchmu b'Shabbos is aser no matter what. Even lirchayt yadav is aser in chamin shechuchmu b'Shabbos. How do we define what is called chamin shechuchmu b'Shabbos? What's called chamin? What's called chuchmu b'Shabbos? All of these terms have to be defined. Now, the Magen Avraham has a chiddush about what's called chamin, which he uses to be miyashiv ishvera Rashi va'afarish. The Ramah paskins in Se'if Aleph, that when we say Aver, Aver is mutter, when we say, Panav Yadav Araglav is mutter, Hu Hadin Sha'ar Evarim is mutter, unless it's Reiv Hagof. Right? That's the psak of the Ramah. That Panav Yadav Araglav is mutter, and even washing my belly, let's say, with Chamin Shechuchmu Me'erev Shabbos is also going to be permitted. Right, that's the psak of the Ramah. Right, we spoke about the Bir Halach and Tav Kuf Yud Aleph had the suffix about heating water lechatchila on yontiv l'tzorech lechitzas my belly button. But right, a similar question is addressed here in the Ramah about water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. Can I wash my belly button with that water? And the Beis Yosef points out that he thinks this should be a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh. Because on Mem Amid Beis, the Gemara discusses that I'm not supposed to put a hot water bottle on my stomach, right? I'm not supposed to put a bottle on my stomach because it might spill. No? That's what the Gemara says. I'm not supposed to put it on my stomach because it might spill. What's going to happen if it spills? Zot Rashi. Shema yishbechu olav v'nimtza rochitz b'Shabbos b'chamin. You might end up being rochitz b'chamin on Shabbos. Now, what's going to happen? I have a bottle of water on my belly. It spills. Presumably that means the water, the hot water, got on my belly. So what's the iser? Zuck the Beis Yosef, or presumably Rashi, who says that you might end up being reichetz b'chamin on Shabbos. That's the, presumably what Rashi means is that rechitzas belly is going to be aser. That the heter is only panav yadav v'raglov, and the belly would be aser. That's what Chaora, what Rashi says.
Rashi is very hard to understand. It could happen that maybe it's going to happen against his will.
So why do I make a gezerah? Shouldn't it be a davar she'ina miskaven? Right? Why do we make a gezerah in this case?
Yeah.
So the Achronim raised that question. Apparently, some gezerahs we make even in a more far-fetched situation. Apparently, this is one of those gezeiras. Unclear exactly why we say that. Let's hold that kasha. It's a very good kasha on the Rashi. But lemaisa, Rashi seems to say there's an iser of rechitzas belly button with chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos.
You don't have to say that the hot water will come to the same thing, whether it's in the bottle or out of the bottle, that it's keeping stuff warm. See, if it comes out of the bottle.
So it's not rechitza if it's in the bottle.
No, but when it comes out of the bottle, you can possibly argue that you do want it, so there isn't
a
nichal
in
there.
But it's not a psikresha. It's certainly a davar she'ina miskaven. It should still be. I'd rather keep the water in the bottle to keep it warm. Okay. Now the Beis Yosef quotes that the Rush in Nida says, a chamin shechuchmu me'erev Shabbos I'm allowed to use if a woman has to do a hefsek tahara on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham actually quotes this in Sifkatin Gimel. The Magen Avraham quotes that there was a minhag that women would not do a hefsek tahara on Shabbos. And the reason for this minhag of not doing a hefsek tahara on Shabbos is because they assumed that there's an iser of rechitza on sha'ar ivarim, that the heter is only panav yadav viraglov. The Rush permits it. The minhag is like the Rush, unless you're in a place where you specifically have a minhag not to do hefsek on Shabbos. Right? Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham writes that you shouldn't use a beged when you do it because of a concern of schita, etc. Okay. But the Rush permits doing hefsek tahara on Shabbos with the hot water that was heated from Erev Shabbos, because the Rush is assuming that Sha'ar Ivarim is not the same as, or Sha'ar Ivarim is the same as Panav Yadav Viraglov. Whatever heter is for Panav Yadav Viraglov applies to Sha'ar Ivarim also. The Pashtus would be that the Rush is arguing on this Rashi. The Beis Yosef says, well, no, maybe not. Maybe the issue in Rashi is that we're worried that the bottle is going to open up and you'll get water over your entire body. That's what the Beis Yosef says. That's a little, as we'd say in Yiddish / English, far-fetched. No? Because you're worried that the bottle is going to spill open and suddenly water goes and that's rechitzas rov haguf. It doesn't seem like a chashash karev at all, but nonetheless, that's how the Beis Yosef learns. And he wants to say that the Rush, that Rashi agrees with the Rush. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says, no, you got it all wrong. Zuck the Magen Avraham in Sifkatin Zayin, Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, you're allowed to be Reichetz Panav Yadav Viraglov. And you're allowed to be Reichetz according to the Psak of the Ramah, Sha'ar Evarim also. Aye, what about Rashi? Zok the Magen Avraham and Sifkat and Zion. Rashi is talking about a case not of Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, but Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. The water got a little bit hotter on Shabbos itself. And because the water got a little bit hotter on Shabbos itself, so it's going to be usher to do any amount of rechitza with it. Even sha'ar evarim. Even panav yadav viraglov is usher b'cham and shehuchmu b'Shabbos. Now what does it mean that it's hucham a little bit? Zot, right? Are we talking about people who are doing an aveira? So Zuck the Magen Avraham, no. Right? Or the way the Matzis HaShekel understands the Magen Avraham, really what we mean is that water that got hotter, a tiny amount on Shabbos, is usser to use, even if there's no Isser Bishol on that water. The water never came to Yad Soledes Bo. Nonetheless, right, it is going to be usher because the water got hotter a teeny bit on Shabbos. And that is a special gezerah called Chamin Shechuchmu b'Shabbos. According to the Magen Avraham, Chamin Shechuchmu b'Shabbos is even if it's not Yad Soledes Bo, it's included in the Isser of Chamin Shechuchmu b'Shabbos. There's no Isser Bishala at all, but there will be an Isser, and even Eiver Echad, even Yodav alone, will be Usser. And that's how the Magen Avraham is Miyashiv the Rashi. You're not doing an Isser of Bishal on the water. How come it's Usser to wash my belly button? I'll tell you why. It's Chamin Shechuchmu b'Shabbos. Ad kan divrei HaMagen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham uses this to explain Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Hei. Now, Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Hei quotes from the Rush that you should be Yesh li zoher shalom lechamim yodov etzel ha'esh achar netilo mo yinagveim yofet tchila. If you wash your hands on the Tila Tzidayim, don't put your hands near the fire. Why not? Zot the Magen Avraham. The Rush doesn't mean that the water is going to end up being Yad Soledes. Right? It'll be Mafshir. It'll become warm. Warm means not Yad Soledes yet. What's the Isser? Chamin Shechuchmu b'Shabbos. And Chamin Shechuchmu b'Shabbos is Usser even Eiver Echad. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That's the way he understands this Rush. Now, I should point out, as the Mishnah Berurah notes in Sifkatin, Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, that the Magen Avraham is explaining Shulchan Aruch Se'if Hei. Shulchan Aruch Se'if Daled says that when I have my entire body that was in water, I should not stand next to the fireplace because that's going to be like Rechitza. Meaning that this new din of Chamin Shechuchmu b'Shabbos, right, which the Magen Avraham understands means even though the water is not Yad Soledes, but this new din according to Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Daled is only on Rechitzas Kol Gufo. The Magen Avraham is Mechadesh based on Shulchan Aruch Se'if Hei and the Rashi that we said on Daf Mem that even Eiver Echad is going to be Aser on this water that became Hufshar on Shabbos, on this water that got heated a little bit on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah notes that, yeah, we're explaining, everyone holds that there's a new din of Chamin Shechuchmu b'Shabbos when it's not Yad Soledes. It's going to be Osir. But is it Osir only Alt Rechitzas Kol Gufo? Or is even Rechitzas Yadav going to be Osir in that situation? That is a machlokes between Shulchan Aruch Se'if Daled and Shulchan Aruch Se'if Hei. Right? And the Magen Avraham basically is saying that we follow Shulchan Aruch Se'if Hei, and that's what Rashi, who holds, etc., has mamashed in the Chamin Shulchan b'Shabbos. Right? So there's two chidush in the Magen Avraham. That A, Hucham means, even if it's not Yad Soledes, and B, once it's Hucham on Shabbos, even not to Yad Soledes, it has the din, mamish of Hucham b'Shabbos in Gansen, and even Eiver Echad, even just heating up my hand, is going to be Usser. Even using that word, just on my hand, is going to be Usser. That is what emerges from this, Magen Avraham. So far, so good? Now, do we follow this Magen Avraham? Maybe. Right? Maybe we follow this Magen Avraham. That would l'cha'ora mean as follows. Let's say I set my boiler before Shabbos to pachos miyad soledes, no? So, that would be an amazing thing. I set my water on Shabbos, right, that I set my boiler, I turned it off, set the water in my boiler. Remember, the way boilers work is that you turn on the hot water, cold water comes in. If I set my boiler to under Yad Soledes, so any cold water that comes in will get warmed up, but it won't get warmed up to Yad Soledes, though, no? According to the Magen Avraham, and many people try to do this, because that way they can use somewhat hot water on Shabbos to wash their dishes or the like, no? But I can't wash Netilas Yadayim then with my water. Even if I set my water, I set my boiler, that it's not Yad Soledes, it will be usher, according to the Magen Avraham, to do Netilas Yadayim with the water.
Are you mechuyev if you wash the dishes to put gloves on, I guess? It's no better than the case of the guy with a hot water bottle.
Lachaora. Lachaora, I mean, that's unbelievable, no? So, in the in our dear friend, right? Remember our dear friend? The Megillah Sefer. So Megillah Sefer on page 51, he says, whoa, let's go slowly. Don't be machmer like a Magen Avraham when it's against the Beis Yosef. Remember, the Beis Yosef understood that what Rashi meant is the hot water bottle is going to spill and Rov HaGuf will be Hucham from that hot water. No? And the Se'if Dalet in Shulchan Aruch assumes that only Rechitzas Kol Gufo is going to be Aser with this new type of Cham in Shechuchmu. So, Lecha Ora, right, he wants to say maybe you don't have to be Machmir, for this Magen Avraham. But that's the first Ta'ara. What's called Cham in Shechuchmu? There's another inyan that's relevant as follows. Many places have a mikvah. And Yidden, Halagi Yidden, go to the mikvah. And our practice, I think they quote that the Alter Rebbe said he's going to go to Gan Eden for this alone, that he allowed the mikvah to be warm on Shabbos. And they quote from that. The minhag in most places is that the mikvah water is... it's warm on Shabbos also. You don't go in the cold mikveh even on Shabbos. Even though if you go through the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatin Zayin and the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, Sifkatin Yud Ches, there's a huge discussion in Achronim about whether it's permitted to go in a warm mikveh on Shabbos. So Chayv, it should be in Isser of Rechitzas Kol Gufo B'chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. No? It should be a real Isser. Nonetheless, the practice developed that we go to the mikvah. If you look, the major marimakim on this is the carbon nisan on the bottom of the rush in the second perek of Shabbos by us, right? Or in a different perek, but in our mesechta, the carbon nisan and ois kuf in ois kuf on it's on page kuf samachay in the rush. The carbon nisano is going to the mikvah bein hashmashis, or during bein hashmashis they don't make gezeris mishum shavus, etc. So he writes, the chacham tzvi writes that you should go to the mikvah. A woman who has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos shouldn't go Friday night after dark. She should go. Bein Hashmashos, no? She should go Bein Hashmashos to avoid the Shaila of Tevila B'chamin. Now, generally speaking, we only go to the mikveh after dark. It's a machlekes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam about whether we allow you to go to the mikveh late in the day, during the daytime, and you'll come home at night. Right? Because the Gemara says you shouldn't go to the mikveh during the day, mishum srach bita, even if it's day 8. Day 7, you shouldn't go to the mikveh during the day, shema tira v'tistar. Right? These are Gemaras on Samach Zayin in Nida. Nonetheless, the Chacham Tzvi writes that you should go to the mikveh on Friday night during Bein Hashmashes to avoid the shayla of using the hot water on for Tevilas Kogufo on Shabbos. So he writes, Haloi Lafishi Taso Mikvah Chame B'chal Gezeres Merchatzos, and therefore, how are you allowed to do it? It's still considered Yom Zayin, you're not allowed to be Toiv on Yom Zayin, so Karm Nisano doesn't like this this Chacham Tzvi. And then he concludes, Be'ikar Hadin, Kasavdi ba'arichus, shetevilas me mikveh b'chamin lo hevi b'chlau gezeres merchatzois. He tells me that tevilas ko gufo b'chamin is not included in the gezeres merchatzois. He doesn't tell me why. He writes, I wrote this ba'arichos somewhere else, we're not sure where, that the gezeira of rechitzas kogufo does not apply to going to a mikvah. It's not clear why. Remind me towards the end of shir today, we'll try to give a beer in why this would be true. L'cha'ayra, it should be aser. You're being rochet kogufo, chamin shehuchmu, right? Me'erev Shabbos. Now, narvas, you're going to tell me, we're megal, like the carbon asana, the minhag of klayis are developed, as we'll learn, the more we learn, the more we'll realize that psak halach is based on what yidden do.
He probably says,
Kedai Rav Shimon. That permits something about lehishtatif, maybe. No, the other Rav Shimon. I know what you're saying, but
yeah.
It's not clear. He doesn't tell me why. Now, our minhag is that we go to the mikvah. Chaim and Shehuchmu on Erev Shabbos, our practice is that we're Reiches Kol Gufay. But Freck, the dear beloved friend of ours, the Megillah Sefer, but once the Magen Avram told me that Chaim and Shehuchmu Bishabbos is more chomer than Chaim and Shehuchmu on Erev Shabbos, so L'cha'oira, our mikvahos today is Gar Erger. Our mikvahos today is even worse. Because our mikvahs today have a heater that's on the whole time. So the water is mamish getting hotter on Shabbos. Right? Chuchmu me'erev Shabbos means that the fire was on Erev Shabbos and you turned it off. No? But over here we continue to have the fire going. Right? So it's much worse. And even mechitzas Ever Echad is going to be usher in our water. So, and we don't have the carbon nisano to rely on, because the carbon nisano's kula is only on chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. That's a strong kasha. That's a very strong kasha. So, is there a heter? Is there a heter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos?
They used to have the Tosu permitted. I think they claim that they just go in for a second and go out. So
the Avni Nezer has a kula, has a chumrah. He says that when the woman goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, the heter to go is only to go to the mikvah, but you shouldn't spend extra time in the mikvah at all. Right, some women have a practice that they say like a tchina when they go to the mikvah. No, they daven in the mikvah when they're there. The Avni Nezer says don't do that on Shabbos. People have a practice that you go to the mikvah. They're different minhagim. It says in Shulchan Aruch for Ashkenazi women you should go to the mikvah twice. No, go twice because we're not sure about the Levalasi Yosan issue, etc. Like Pesachim Dav Zayin. So we go to the mikvah once, you come up, you make a bracha, you go in the second time. That's what we do. However, some women have a practice, they go to the mikvah three times, seven times, a different minhagim, how many times they dunk. You definitely should not do that on Shabbos, because that's extra time in rechitza b'chamin. Don't do the tchina. One could argue, and the Avni Nezer wants to say this, that maybe on Shabbos we shouldn't do the double dip at all. This practice that we have, that we go, come up, make the bracha, go again, don't do that double dip on Shabbos, because there's going to be an Isser of Rechitza B'chamin. The Minhag Ha'olam is, from my vast interviews of many, many people, like my wife, that's about it, but the Minhag Ha'olam is that no one is taught that you only go to the mikvah one time when you're tayvel on a Friday night. No one is taught this way, as far as I know. In other words, that according to the Avni Nezer, since there's an Isser Rechitza B'chamin on Shabbos, what you should do is go to the mikvah, dunk, come up, make the bracha, and then leave. Right? Everyone goes a second time, the same as you do on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. According to Avni Nezer, you shouldn't do that, because there's an Isser Rechitza B'chamin. And the Minhag Ha'olam has developed that it's Mamish Mutter, and we have to figure out why this would be mamish mutter. It's not clear, especially because we're not really talking about chamin shochmu me'erev Shabbos anymore. We're talking about chamin shochmu on Shabbos. That makes it much, much worse. Yes, sir?
What about men burning on Shabbos?
So men going to the mikvah on Shabbos. So or again, the minhag ha'olam, maybe not in this community, but the minhag ha'olam is that Jews go to the mikvah even on Shabbos. Some of the achronim discuss that maybe it's worse for the men. Maybe for women we could be mekel because it's considered the tzarech mitzvah, but men it's not called the tzarech mitzvah. Perhaps in the Shvisas HaShabbos I have by my makom, he wants to entertain that idea. I think the minhag ha'olam is that men go to the mikvah and they go to a warm mikvah on Shabbos also. Ad kan. Why? We're relying on the Karban Nisana. But we have a kasha that the Karban Nisana l'cha'ora isn't relevant for our conversation because we're talking about Chamin Shehuchmu b'Shabbos.
It's not just a mikvah, it's anything that maintains heat, any sort of a boiler.
Any boiler that maintains the heat, l'cha ora, is chamin shochum b'Shabbos, and I can't use, right, I can't wash my hands with it. Nothing. I mean, we spoke about that svara way back at the beginning of the year. So, is it to go from yad soledus to mala resicha in terms of dinim abishal? I don't know. In terms of rechitza, l'cha ora, don't know. Rebbe Kiva Eger, here in Se'if, here Reb Kiva Eger in Se'if Aleph, in Shin Chavav, going in this Magen Avraham on Sif Katin Dalet. Reb Kiva Eger is really bothered by Yikasha. The Gemara says that Chamei Tiveria has a din of Chamin, right, the Maiser Shasu Anshe Tiveria, they brought the Silon Shotzonin Latoch Amo Shal Chamin, right? The Gemara says if it's on Shabbos, it's Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. So, Reb Kiva Eger is bothered. If it's Erev Shabbos, they did it on Erev Shabbos, and they continued.
They did it Erev Shabbos, and it still has the din of Chuchmu B'Shabbos. They started the process.
So, Reb Kiva Eger writes over here on this Magen Avraham Sifkat in Dalet. Right? The Magen Avraham speaks about that maybe the Isser over here is only an Isser Hatzmana, and he spoke about that Shvera Rashi that we had. There's an Isser Hatzmana from the water gets mixed in, yeah.
Just back for 1 second. Isn't another one's issue that it gets hotter? Why isn't the mikvah getting any hotter?
Why is it getting... Well, the cold water is getting hotter.
But the mikvah is the hot water was there the whole time.
You're talking about my issue?
Yeah, the mikvah issue.
The mikvah issue is that the water has, there's like a heater in the mikvah. And whenever the water begins to chill down a teeny bit, right, more water, it's set up from Erev Shabbos. It's like that it keeps on reheating that water to keep it at a steady temperature.
It's not a fire that's always on.
I think it's like, it's,
regardless.
What?
The mishnah is an issue that you're keeping the water on the whole time.
If I keep the water all the time, there might be some chashash of Shema Yechata or the like. So that's what we're talking about right now.
The
Magen Avraham says, if it definitely gets hotter, that's Hucham on Shabbos and it's Osir. What about if it retains the same heat? Right? What about if it retains the same heat? I'll phrase it your way for a second. So the Reb Kiva Eger writes that one could argue that according to the Magen Avraham, if it retains the heat, it's Osir, because it's Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos Derech Heter. Right? Remember, the Magen Avraham says that if the word is not going to get to Yad Zeila, this is still Chamin Shehuchmu. So here also, if I start the system from Erev Shabbos, and the water gets hotter on Shabbos, that should be Chamin Shehuchmu Derech Heter, and that should be a problem. Right? So Zok the Magen, Zok the Kiva Eger, he thinks that there's no Isser when it's Nasa, there's no Isser in this case, Kevan Delo Nasa Maisa B'Shabbos Klal. Meaning, in the case of the Magen Avraham, when I stand next to the fire with my water on my hands, so there's some Maisa that I'm doing on Shabbos. The water got hotter on Shabbos because of my action. But in the case of Anshe Tiveria, right, it's not the same as the Magen Avraham, because over here there's no Maisa was done on Shabbos. The entire Maisa began on Erev Shabbos. Right? Now, Im Kenim HaDevarim, so we could say that our case of the mikvah is not considered Cham and Shehuchmu B'Shabbos, because the Maisa was all done on Erev Shabbos, like what Rebbe Kiva Eger says. And that's how the Shmir Shabbos paskins in Perek Yudalev Ha'ara Yudbeis. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa writes that it's not called Cham and Shehuchmu B'Shabbos unless you did the Maisa on Shabbos. If the whole action was done Erev Shabbos, it remains Chaim and Shulchan Erev Shabbos. In the Shvisas HaShabbos, he quotes Machmirim on this question, who refused to go to the mikvah when it was Chaim and Shulchan Shalom Al Yidei Maisa. Right? Let's say you have a water heater, that the water keeps on being heated the whole time. Shisa Shabbos says it's also to use that mikvah. That's Chaim and Shulchan B'Shabbos. Kiva Eger is Megal. Comes along some of the Achronim. I saw in the Deer Tzu Mishneh Berurah, they quote this from Rav Wozner, and they say, one second, there's a Beferish HaTosis Yeshanim on the page who says the Machmir way. No? On this, in my Gemara, the Tosis Yeshanim is on the side of the Tosis. You see the Tosis B'Hamaisa the Anshei Tveria? So on the side of that Tosis, they quote that the Maharam mefarish the Chaim and Shulchan mi'erev Shabbos haynu shenistalka me'al ha'ar mi'ba'od yom. Chaim and Shulchan mi'erev Shabbos means that you took the water off the fire on Friday. Huchmu b'Shabbos nami haynu shehuchmu mi'ba'od yom kol tzarkan ach mischamim v'hochem gam b'Shabbos dum yada anshei tveria. Right? Zakt the Taisus Yeshanim, Chuchmu B'Shabbos means that it started on Friday and it continues to be heated on Shabbos, like what Anshei Tveria did, and that's called Chuchmu B'Shabbos. That would mean that it's also to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Right? So Rav Wozner writes in the Tshuva that Enochanami, according to this Taisus Yeshanim, it should be Aser. But someone who relies on Rebbe Kiva Eger is not a bad Jew. That's basically what he says. Rebbe Kiva Eger is megal when you didn't do the ma'isa. Tosi Yishanim is machmir, but if you rely on Rebbe Kiva Eger, nishtas like a farlach. That's basically what emerges from that discussion.
You set it into motion, Erev Shabbos.
Huh? If you set it into motion from Erev Shabbos, it's considered hucham may Erev Shabbos, even though it got hotter on Shabbos in Mitzias. And that's l'cha'ora what emerges from this conversation. Now, there's one other nekuda that's worth focusing on, which is the previous Rebbe Kiva Eger, the first Rebbe Kiva Eger here in Zimin Shin Chavav, that the Bir Halacha quotes. Bir Halacha writes that a mitzta'er, afo pi she'eno choli kol haguf, yishlomer demutzer lirchotz. If a person is just mitzta'er, remember, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a distinction between when am I allowed to take medicine, when can't I take medicine. If a person is mitzta'er, you have a headache, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. If you're chayla kol agof, you have to lie down in bed, it's a bad headache, then you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Says Reb Kiva Eger that mitzta'er is allowed to be rochets b'cham and shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. And he says this idea in Shin Zayin. Here he refers to what he wrote in Shin Zayin. Basically in Shin Zayin, if you look at that Rebbe Kiva Eger in Shin Zayin Se'if Hei, Rebbe Kiva Eger is saying that you know why a meiko on go on Rechitzas Kol HaGuf B'cham and Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos if you're mitzta'er, because Rebbe Kiva Eger writes this is not a full-fledged Isser. This is an Isser Kal. This is his kil yoser misha'ar shevusim kevan shehu mikoach gezera kemosha kosef harif perek beis de beitza. This iser is a lighter iser, it's a lower level iser than other isurim. That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger is saying. And he quotes the riff in the second parak of Beitza, where the riff wrote that chamin shehuchmu me'erev yontiv, You could be rochets kogufo on yontiv, no problem. No, we pass in chamshuch my erev Shabbos. You can only be rochets panav yada viragla. The chamshuch my erev yontiv. Right, we had the four shitas in Rishonim according to our analysis, and the Rif and the Rambam paskin that if it's hucha me erev yontiv, you can be rochets kogufo. Why can I be rochets kogufo? So the Rif's lashon is that, you know what, we don't allow you to do Yisurim Dirabbanon on Yontiv. Right? Kol davashu mishum shavus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah, you can't do that. Yisurim Dirabbanon. But over here, it's not even an Issa Dirabbanon. The Issa of Rechitza B'chamin is a Gezeira. It's a Gezeira mishum habalonim. And because it's a Gezeira, it's a lower level Issa. And it's a lower level Issa, we permit you to do it on right, even though it's just mitzvah. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, one second, what are you telling me? That something that's a gezeira you're allowed to do on Shabbos and on Yontiv, only higher level Yisurim, but a gezeira is permitted? The whole din of Shchikas Samim Manim, the whole din of not taking medicine on Yontiv and on Shabbos, is a gezeira, right? Why can't I take medicine? Because maybe I'll chop the medicine. Right? It's a gezeira. And that's going to be usher when it's mitzta'er. So in that case, you could say maybe that's goof of the gezeira. They said when you're mitzta'er, you're not allowed to take it. Or maybe this gezeira, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, is different than other gezeiras, because maybe this gezeira of taking medicine is different than the gezeira of bathing, because a gezeira bathing is not a gezeira to me, it's a gezeira to someone else. If I take medicine on Yontif, the concern is I might run out of pills and I might grind my own pill. I'll do it myself. Over here, I'm not worried about doing it myself, I'm worried someone else did the aveira. Mishum ha-balonim is a gezeira. I can't be reichish b'chamin because maybe someone else did an aveira. So maybe that's why Reb Kiva Eger assumes that's an Isser Kal. But Hayotze from Reb Kiva Eger, this is an Isser Kal, and it's based on the Rif. So Nish'ela Tasha'ela, our dear beloved friend the Megillah Sefer asks, hold it. But Ashkenazim don't paskin like the Rif. In Tovkuf Yeralev Se'if Beis, right, we paskin like the Balei HaTosfos. The Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Yontiv has the same din as Chamin Shehuchmu, right, on Erev Shabbos. And you can only be Rochets Panav Yodav Viraglav. You can't be Rochets Kol Gufo. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah had this school of Aver, the Rashba, etc. But you can't be Rochets Kol Gufo. So how can you base your kula that a mitzvah is allowed to be Rochets, right, Kol Gufo with Chamin Shehuchmu Be'erev Shabbos? Reb Kiva Eger says this. The Mishnah Berurah paskins this way. That by mitzta'er. By the way, this is the big kula, you know, for showering on Yom Tov. No? Even if you don't want to say our fancy shtickle tirid, Shechter paskins that the Balei HaTosfos may only mach because it's not Shavuot Nefesh for us today. It is Shavuot Nefesh, right? But it could be that today we are considered a mitzta'er, right? Or many people, I don't know everybody, but it's very conceivable that you have the type of person who just, you know that, right? So it could be that if you're a mitzta'er, so then you're allowed to be Rochets Kol Gufo B'chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, Zot Reb Kiva Eger, based on the Rif. So maybe that's what we rely on. We should paskin that way. But frick the Megillah Sefer, how can you paskin based on the Rif? Ashkenazim don't hold like that Rif. So he says a fancy beer. You know what I think the pshat is? We do paskin like the Rif. The Mishnah Berurah there in Tovkuf Yonav Sefkat Yudches quotes in the El Yerava that may Iker had in Ashkenazim hold like the Rif also, and the Rambam. Rav Rishonim, the El Yerava says Rav Rishonim hold like the Rif and the Rambam. We developed a minhug to be machmir. Right? It's not that we paskin like the Balei HaTosfos. There's a minhug that way, and perhaps that's the issue. But the last nekuda I wanted to mention is that this Reb Kiva Eger might really be the basis of going to the mikvah with Chamin Shehuchmu Be'erev Shabbos. No? If I put two Reb Kiva Egers together, you could go to the mikvah with hot water that's heated on Shabbos, assuming it's done Me'elov. Right? A, Me'elov is considered Erev Shabbos. B, Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to be Rochets if you're a Mitzta'er. No? Now, Shtel Zachfer, think this through. If I'm mitzta'er, I'm allowed to go and be rochets kogufa with chamet shukmu me erev Shabbos. Why? Because it's a lower level isra somehow. So therefore, if it's a real mitzvah, of course you can be mekel. Right? B'makom mitzvah. Usually, I can't be mekel on a full fledged isra derabbanan b'makom mitzvah. But if Hagon Reb Kiva Eger is correct, right? And the Mishnah Berurah Paskins that way. That it's a lower level Isser. This Isser, because it's a Gezerah unto someone else doing an Avera. It's not as severe as a Gezerah that I might do the Avera. Oh, it's a lower level Isser. Oh, lower level Isser. So then I could be Mekal B'makom Mitzvah. And perhaps that's the discussion. But then, you have to figure out, when Helege Yid, a man, wants to go to the Mikvah on Shabbos, is that considered Makom Mitzvah or not? Yeshua Ayin, I don't know. But the fact is, just to analyze the situation, I think we have what to say. Okay, Shabra, we should have a good Shabbos, and we should have a Mincha.